Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Massive job cuts reported at Nestle. 16,000 people globally. Nestle saying the world is changing. Like other food makers, it's dealing with rising commodity costs and the negative impact of tariffs. Americans are worried about the federal shutdown, with an AP poll today blaming all sides equally, Democrats, Republicans, and the president. Senate leader John Thune says he has offered Democrats a vote on extending health subsidies, but only when the government reopens. How much more are you paying for power? The Energy Information Administration says prices are expected to climb an average of 4% in coming months, mostly because of AI data centers, says ABC's Rebecca Jarvis.
According to a report from Bloomberg, electricity now costs 267% more in a month than it did 5 years ago in areas that are located near significant data center activity.
Heating oil and gas may become cheaper this winter. This is ABC News.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The federal government has been shut down for more than 2 weeks now, and that could impact Wisconsinites facing hunger. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Wisconsin officials are being told to hold off on sending out next month's food benefits. A new letter from the U.S. Department of Agriculture warns the state not to process November SNAP payments yet. The department says the money for the program only lasts through October unless the shutdown ends. It could impact thousands of Wisconsin families who rely on the benefits. The USDA says they're working on plans in case the shutdown continues.
Data from Feeding America shows 1 in 10 Wisconsinites and 1 in 6 Wisconsin kids face food insecurity. Meanwhile, the Trump administration is reportedly planning to cancel $1.5 billion going to Wisconsin companies for clean energy initiatives. A leaked document from the Department of Energy shows they're planning to cancel about $16 billion approved last year by the Biden administration. That money was set to go toward companies and projects with clean energy goals. Harley-Davidson was set to get $89 million to develop electric motorcycles. Madison-based nonprofit Slipstream is supposed to get almost $12 million for multiple projects, including making some Madison buildings able to adapt to their energy needs. And Wisconsin Power and Light is supposed to get $50 million to upgrade the electrical grid in rural areas and $30 million to build a first-of-its-kind powered storage system in Columbia County. Governor Tony Evers has written a letter to the Department of Energy pushing for them to keep these grants and loans. He says these projects build energy independence and create jobs, all while advocacy group Energy Innovation found that the average Wisconsinite will pay an extra $300 in energy bills each year by 2035 because of Republicans' Big Beautiful Bill passed in July. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers and Dodgers in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game three tonight with the Brewers and Dodgers in the NLCS after losing the first two games in Milwaukee. Do the Brewers have a chance to turn this thing around? Manager Pat Murphy.
You guys might have us counted out, and I understand that. 90% of the teams that have been in this situation don't win the series. But this team has been counted out a lot this year, and I think there's some fight left in them, and it'll be a little tougher path doing it on the road, but we swept the Dodgers early in the year on the road, and so at least there's some capability. I know the Dodgers weren't the same team then, but, you know, 10 times this year we've won 4 in a row, so that's also a possibility.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready for their season opener next Wednesday in Milwaukee. How do they look on defense?
I think we have to have a hell of a week, personally. I think we are average at best right now. I think we've taken a step back a little bit, and we'll get it right.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds into your Thursday afternoon and a few showers rolling through as well. Southeast winds on the light side, highs in the mid-60s. Shower chances this evening. Better skies will turn partly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s. Partly sunny, upper 70s Friday. It's 57 at our studios.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
A very funny stand-up comic, Mr. Mike Toomey. The last time I saw a Goldie Hawn film in the theater, the male lead was giving her a foot massage, and it was the worst foot I've ever seen. I actually said out loud, I went, ew. And my aunt started cracking up.
Yeah, maybe they could have had a stand-in, like a stunt foot. Or
please,
something.
Even if it's a guy's foot, I don't care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee actress and filmmaker Kara Mulrooney makes the popcorn pick of the week. Then Dan Hess of Old World Wisconsin joins me to discuss a big upcoming event. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
92.7 WMDX. Smarter than your average bratwurst.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
God made man in his own image. In the image of God made he him, says Genesis. Bowed by the weight of centuries, he leans upon his hoe and gazes on the ground. The emptiness of ages in his face, and on his back, the burden of the world. Who made him dead to rapture and despair, a thing that grieves and that never hopes? Stolid and stunned, a brother to the ox. Who loosened and let down this brutal jaw? Whose was the hand that slanted back this brow? Whose breath blew out the light within this brain? Is this the thing the Lord God made and gave to have dominion over sea and land? To trace the stars and search the heavens for power? To feel the passion of eternity? Is this the dream he dreamed who shaped the suns and marked their ways upon the ancient deep? Down all the stretch of hell to its last gulf, there is no shape more terrible than this, more tongued with censure of the world's blind greed, more filled with signs and portents for the soul, more fraught with danger to the universe. What gulfs between him and the seraphim? Slave of the wheel of labor, what to him are Plato and the swing of Pleiades? What the long reaches of the peaks of song, the rift of dawn, the reddening of the rose? Through the dread shape, the suffering ages look, time's tragedy is in that aching stoop. Through this dread shape, humanity betrayed, plundered, profaned, and disinherited. Cries protest the judges of the world, a protest that is also prophecy. O masters, lords, and rulers in all lands, is this the handiwork you give to God? This monstrous thing distorted and soul-quenched? How you'll ever straighten up this shape, touch it again with immortality, give back the upward looking and the light, rebuild in it the music and the dream, make right the immemorial infamies, perfidious wrongs, and immedicable woes? O masters, lords, and rulers in all lands, how will the future reckon with this man? How answer his brute question in that hour when whirlwinds of rebellion shake the world? How will it be with kingdoms and with kings, with those who shaped him to the thing he is, when this dumb terror shall reply to God after the silence of centuries? It's The Man with a Hoe by Edward Markham, written a century and 30 years ago after seeing Jean-François Millet's famous painting of the same name. The man stooped over his hoe and wondering, is this what man, is this what God, is this what the world, is what rulers, is what kings hath wrought? This Saturday there will be a protest saying very simply, how about no kings? How about we can agree and disagree on myriads of things, but what about this basic idea about which a revolution was fought? That how about not a king? There is a set of principles for protesters I want to offer this morning. It's been on my mind a bunch. I have talked about it with my young friend who rents a room from my dad, who goes to the ICE protests on pretty much a nightly basis, occasionally comes home with tear gas, stained eyes. And I want to offer some principles. Protests not too dissimilar from this, but different in some important ways, began shortly after Trump was elected the first time. And the culture within protests matters. The strategy around protests matters. They can be an emitting or an emission of our barbaric yawp. They can be a legitimate and justifiable and moral expression of our rage, of our dismay. But I think at their higher form, they have purpose and impact and effect. They have strategic value and even intent. So let's start with this. And it's just a few questions I gave to my young friend for him to consider in his conduct, because I know there are those lurking in the internet who are trying to prod people, and they're particularly looking for, or at least have impact on, people with mental health susceptibility. People who suffer from trauma, people who are borderline personality disorder, people who are susceptible to internet attack. And that happens. I saw it happen with somebody I like and respect very much in my town, that he was apparently targeted and attacked on the internet until he started acting weirder. And I know that there are people who are trying to weaponize social media. We all know this. And there is a risk that whether it's intentional or not, that whether it's nefarious or conspiratorial or not, they can have an impact of driving somebody batty. And there are those who would benefit by people being driven batty to create protest behavior that could be looked at by a less biased observer and not root for the protesters. And like the Reichstag fire, seem in some people's minds to provide some degree of justification for atrocities towards the protesters, maybe even beyond that, to be able to ratchet up the application of authoritarian power. The conduct of protesters matters. So I'm going to give just a couple few simple principles. And it starts with this. If people see you protesting, will they want to join you? That's principle one. And my principles for protesters. If people see you doing it, will they want to join you? Now, why does that matter? Well, we know, and we have discussed here, as published by Erica Chenoweth in their book, Why Civil Resistance Works, Strategic Logic of Nonviolent Conduct, that principle suggests that no government has withstood a challenge from a nonviolent movement that has mobilized at least 3.5% of the population at its peak. Become popularized the 3.5% rule. 3.5% of the American population is 12 million people. Is it a magic number? I don't know. Chenoweth seems to think, looking backwards, it has been a pretty darn good predictor, or if not predictor, at least ex post indicator. As one evaluates what happened, well, there was civil resistance. Whether chicken and egg, there's good academic discourse about it, but it gives a target. And that target, that goal, that objective, that 12 million people. So we're going to get to 12 million. We're getting 3.5% of nonviolent, of peaceful civil resistance. Then it has to grow. So when people see you doing it, they should want to join you. Not everybody, but enough people that you can grow. You can get to 3.5%. I'll give another after this break. I'd be interested in your principles for protesters. I have two that I'm sure of, two I'm workshopping. Two, I think, and because they're principles, I'm comfortable giving maybe all four. If it was rules, I might only have two. Because there's two I'm really sure of, and the other two I think are very helpful indicators. I'm willing to keep them in principles, but also interested in yours, 202-808-9925, 202-808-9925. But principle one, people see you doing it, will they want to join you so you can get to 12 million people? We will be right back. Tom Hartman Show, I'm Jeff Smith.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And the call number is 202-808-9925, 202-808-9925. Maybe you've never called before. Today could be a good day.
If something happened to you tomorrow, are you leaving a scavenger hunt for your next of kin? Most families spend over 500 hours trying to untangle an estate after someone passes. And that's on top of their grief. The Knock Box was created to take that burden away. It makes organizing your most important documents simple, so you can leave behind memories, not a mess. Imagine the relief of knowing everything, your will, financial information, even plans for your pets, is all in one safe place, ready when your family needs it most. Each Knock Box comes with a comprehensive checklist that ensures you add everything they'll need to manage your estate when you're gone. And the Knock Box now offers estate planning packages, which include a collection of legal, easy-to-complete essential documents you can fill out right from home. No lawyer required. Just head over to theknockbox.com and use promo code TOM16 to save 16%. That's theknockbox.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M-16, to save 16%. Theknockbox.com, promo code TOM16. Get organized and safe.
Get the drill out of my face. Hey, no one wants to get their teeth drilled at the dentist, right? That's why I stopped. This is Dr. Chris Kammer from Victorious Dental. When you can heal cavities with brush-on medicine, why would you ever want to amputate tooth structure with a dental drill? There are no dental drills at Victorious Dental, and no shots either. Don't need them. For a kinder, more humane healing experience at the dentist, reach out to Victorious Dental at thedrillisgone.com.
Are National Guard troops generally trained in law enforcement? No. National Guard troops like those President Donald Trump deployed to American cities in recent months to crack down on crime are not generally trained in law enforcement. For example, police officers in Washington, D.C. receive 21 training modules in criminal procedure, but Guard members receive none. Their primary training is focused on crowd control. Milwaukee's police union president suggested troops should be sent to Wisconsin's largest city. Governor Tony Evers called National Guard troops the, quote, wrong people, unquote, for fighting crime. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Timeout.
All right. Remember,
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Nations Extra.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body. Your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what you look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman. getnativepath.com/Hartman. Get Native Path. So first principle. If they see you do it, will they want to join you to move towards 12 million people, move towards 3.5% of the population? I'm not expecting that this Saturday, but this should be the kind of earthquake that builds more tectonic energy. Two kinds of earthquakes in nature, the kinds that release tectonic energy and the kinds that build tectonic energy. We need to have these kinds of protests to be the kind that build tectonic energy, that make it more likely that more will happen. How do you do that? Well, one is when you do it in such a way when people watch you, they think they probably ought to join you. Let's go to Mike from Bellevue. I'll give second principle out right after hearing Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
Hello.
Yep, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you. Mike from Seattle. I'm thinking that a very good strategy to combat Trump's diabolical plan to try to stir people up so he'll have an excuse to send in the troops or the Sedition Act would be to be active, to be peacefully active by showing compassion to the troops, to the National Guard, etc. I was thinking if we could get the florists all over the nation to donate flowers to the protesters, they could go up to the protesters and offer them flowers, whether or not they could go up to the guards and offer them flowers, and whether or not the guards took them, they would look powerful on the camera. And Trump is such a master of optics. This would really show him up as, here's a very powerful optic, and I think it's much more powerful than simply holding a sign or marching, which are fine, but they're very, very limited. So that's my suggestion.
Mike, I love it. So the suggestion is donate flowers, present flowers to the opposition. I love it, Mike, and it's an illustration of almost like we planned it. We didn't. Almost like we planned it. Second principle. Don't worry, it's not a long list. Well, I'm going to add some today. In fact, including probably learning some from you. If people see you doing it, will they think you should wield more power? If people see you doing it, will they think you should wield more power? Because they're called demonstrations. You're trying to demonstrate something. You can demonstrate rage. You can demonstrate disappointment. You can demonstrate a principle. You can demonstrate morality. You can demonstrate a number of things. ultimately you are demonstrating, and you are demonstrating to somebody. Well, that's a viewer. Viewer on social media, viewer on TV, viewer in real life driving by. And as that person's driving by, as they're clicking by, as they're watching by, streaming by, will they say, oh, those people should have more power. Maybe they should be in charge instead of the people they're protesting. You don't want the opposite, where they look at you and say, oh, whoever's opposed to them is probably who should be in charge. So principle one, if people see you doing it, will they want to join you? And that is so you can build numbers. Simple principles. Not easy, but simple. And if people see you doing it, will they think you should wield more power? I'll give another one that I think is interesting, and I'm reminded of protesters in Poland when there was a lawyer's protest. And one of the things that was powerful about the lawyer's protest is they were lawyers, they were wearing suits. There was something interesting about watching, I mean, Malcolm X did a similar thing, right? Those group of people, you'd have 20 people, it'd make 20 people look like 500 people because they're all wearing crisp suits. A business suit is another interesting move. And I like the flower handing, that's cool. But that's second principle. Let us go to Catherine from Chicago, Illinois. Go ahead, Catherine.
Hi, Jefferson and everybody. Hello. Well, as you said, I'm from Chicago, so I have a couple of principles. I can't personally go protest because I have some disabilities that prevent me from going. But my number one is always be prepared. Wear the right shoes. Don't bring purses. Wear, like, fanny packs, that kind of thing. But the other one, the big one, is do something fun, because this is a serious thing, and people are going to be out there for a long time.
Yeah.
So do like a flash mob dance, like with that Beatles song from Ferris Bueller movie. It might be fun, and it might get some attention, and it might bring more people in.
All right. We now have a principle six. It's out of order. I haven't given three and four yet, but I'm adding it to the list, and it is in fact to have some fun. It's related to the first one. If people see you doing it, will they want to join you? But this is a different one. This is so that it is fulfilling, so it is satisfying, so it is interesting, mildly enjoyable for you, so you are more likely to do it again. So that it's something that doesn't only deplete you. It isn't only a manifestation of your rage. It doesn't only spend your human energy, but it builds your human energy. So I love, Catherine, I love it. And I love doing, you know, whether it's a dance or what, you know, whether it's jokes, whatever it is, have some fun for others, but also for yourself. Catherine in Chicago. Oh, and I'm giving another one. Here's principle seven. If you can't go, and this one's for you, Catherine, send someone else. Make a few phone calls and say, hey, listen, I can't go. You got to.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, 202-808-9925. We're making the principles for protesters.
Dr. Jonathan Greenberg is here with us today. He's one of the leading sleep doctors in our country, biomedical engineer, and he's the inventor of ZYPPA, Z-Y-P-P-A-H, or Happy Z spelled backwards. So tell me, Doc, what actually causes people to snore?
You know, Tom, that's a great question, and thanks for having me. Snoring is all about the tongue. When you go to sleep, your muscles relax. Your tongue is one of the biggest, strongest muscles in the body. And so when you fall asleep, your tongue relaxes, and then, of course, when you're lying on your back, gravity is pushing the tongue backwards. Same thing with alcohol. Alcohol is a muscle relaxant. We all know that. So again, we drink alcohol, it gets worse. And then the last item that kind of really punctuates this is I didn't snore when I was younger, but as I'm getting older, now I'm snoring, or my wife is snoring, my husband is snoring. And again, what happens when we get older? We lose muscle tone. So everything points to the fact that it's all about the tongue. We keep the tongue from falling back, and we win.
Amazing. So ZYPPA, your invention, has a 91% success rate. Why is it that ZYPPA is so much better at stopping snoring than pretty much anything else?
Since it's all about the tongue, what we created was what I call a seatbelt for the tongue. It's a silicone strap that keeps the tongue from falling back. So just like a seatbelt, if you're behaving, no big deal. You don't even notice it's there. But if the tongue starts misbehaving, going to the back of the throat, where it'll start to block the airway, cause snoring, that's when the tongue strap is going to be in its way, it won't be able to do it. And that's why we have that great success rate. Go to our website. It's Zyppa.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, which is Happy Z spelled backwards because it's happy sleep. And we're going to donate $10 to the Susan G. Komen Fund for the research.
That's marvelous. Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Go to Zyppa.com and use that code PINK today, or text PINK to 511-511.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be live from WXCO in Wausau, Wisconsin for their open house. Chad Holmes from XCO is along, as well as Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area on Politics. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and a bipartisan bill to help women who need extra screenings is advancing in the legislature. Decades of public health announcements have worked. Most women know they should be getting a yearly mammogram after turning 40. But up to 40% of women have dense breast tissue, which means a mammogram is unlikely to detect problems. They could get a totally clean bill of health after a mammogram when there's actually something wrong. Right now in Wisconsin, most insurance companies will cover some of the cost for extra screenings like MRIs and ultrasounds. But that means patients are often paying for at least a portion out of pocket, and they can be expensive. Dr. Jennifer Bergen is a breast imaging radiologist.
Just last month, I saw a young woman. She had noticed a pea-sized lump 7 months ago. Her doctor recommended and ordered the imaging tests. And the patient did her homework. She knew she was going to have out-of-pocket costs. And so she decided, because she really couldn't afford those tests at that time, to just wait and see what would happen. When I saw her 7 months later, the lump had grown to the size of a golf ball. And it had spread not just as cancer in her breast, but to her lymph nodes.
Gail's law would require insurance companies cover those extra screenings for women with dense breast tissue. The bill is named for Gail Zeamer, who died of breast cancer after mammograms missed it more than once. The bill passed almost unanimously in the Senate this week. Republican Cindy Duco says it took some negotiation.
And we can thank Senator Rickall-Cavera for that, because she worked really super hard to get mostly all those men on board, to be honest with you.
The bill has also been heard by an assembly committee, and the bipartisan group of women lawmakers behind it say they're looking forward to seeing it on the assembly floor. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds into your Thursday afternoon and a few showers rolling through as well. Southeast winds on the light side, highs in the mid-60s. Shower chances this evening. Better skies will turn partly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s. Partly sunny, upper 70s Friday. It's 60 at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
The incomparable Jane Matner.
I have been in radio for 44 years.
It's incredible.
I wanted to be an actress originally. Radio to me was mind theater. Mm-hmm. I could be anybody.
Yeah.
And people could imagine it. It's like reading a book instead of the movie. Is your mind gets to fill in lots of details. And I think that's part of the genuine experience of radio.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Friday morning, we'll check in with Rocker with a Max Inc. preview of some great local music.
And don't worry, the UB John and Gordy Halloween costumes are going fast. Don't wait.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
So much for all of your support. Did you know? know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you can be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
All right, we are back. We were talking about principles for protesters. Principle one, if people see you doing it, will they want to join you? Won't always work. Won't always work, but these are principles for evaluating one's own conduct and trying to help build stronger protests. You don't have to be grumpy about a protest that's imperfect. Almost every protest is imperfect. Number two, if people see you doing it, will they think you should wield more power? Principle three, turn the other cheek. Jesus of Nazareth was the greatest protest leader in history. Mohandas Gandhi won India, the second biggest country and the biggest democracy in the world. Martin Luther King Jr. helped save the soul of this country. It's not saved yet, but he'd be more damned without Martin Luther King Jr. They all embodied and taught and learned from one another, working backwards, to turn the other cheek. Related to a principle, if you're attacked, redouble your efforts. That's something that turning the other cheek does. Also, what is turning the other cheek? When you turn the other cheek, when people see you doing it, they think you should wield more power. They think the good character in that little play is not the person who hit you. If you hit back, it gets muddled. And then the person who has the air of officialdom can even look like the hero in that little play. Make it clear that they are not the hero in the little play. Let's go to John from Minneapolis. John, what do you have for us today?
Yeah, you know, in response to the first caller, I want to say, you know, we have to be good recorders if we go to these protests, because that made all the difference with George Floyd. We had people who were paid provocateurs, you know, as far as I can see, from the Proud Boys and other far-right organizations. I mean, you wonder how these people survive, but I think they do get paid. There is a lot of money on the right, much more than there is on the left in this country. And, you know, it makes a big difference if you have hundreds of people recording incidents and then telling them, no, this is not what we want. We don't want to provoke violence. We're not about violence. And, you know, it's been done before, so don't be surprised during the Republican convention in St. Paul. There was a paid provocateur that was paid by the U.S. government. I forget what agency he was hooked up with, but he provoked some of the young people to throw Molotov cocktails by shaming them. If they were, you know, real lefties and real protesters, they would do that. And I don't know that anything happened to him, but I know that the other people were, you know, convicted of arson, et cetera. And, you know, it was unfortunate for them. But I think that, you know, Gandhi practiced passive resistance and resistance at any tool that we have that we can use to reveal what is really going on, because they'll try to suppress that too. But just keep posting those images, those videos out in social media and keeping them on your email. And I think we can, you know, really reveal who is the perpetrators of violence in this country. The police departments have also, here in Minneapolis, they went after journalists, slashed their tires. They shot people in the face with plastic bullets. One journalist lost her eye from the photojournalist from Canada, from Toronto, So, you know, you have to have some courage. I mean, you know, nothing is done except with courage, and we can win this battle because they are after us all. They don't want us to have any kind of civil rights or liberties, and they want an authoritarian state like Hungary, you name it, and they're coming out and saying it. If they don't allow the press into the Pentagon, you know that what goes behind closed doors there is not good, and we're paying for it.
It's not good, and we're paying for it. I hear
anyway,
that, John.
That's all.
I appreciate that, John. Are you going out this weekend?
I am. I'm going to be going to a No Kings in Minneapolis. There are several demonstrations throughout the whole state of Minnesota, and two in the I think there's several right here in the metropolitan area of Minneapolis.
Well, John, thank you for the call, and thank you for being part of this community. You be well.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Take care. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Beachside Bill from Orlando. You're on the air.
Hey, afternoon, Jeff. It's been a while. Hope everybody's well out there and doing good here. Been nice weather, at least, so here in Florida. I'm going to be in Orlando this coming Saturday, which it coincides with Pride Fest.
Yep.
So for me, you know, it's going to be colorful anyway, no matter what. If ICE is there, and I don't know if they'll be there, I know there'll be enough security and all that, you know, but because I've been to several of them over there, and it really is a lot of fun. You know, it's a lot. It brings out, I love seeing people being themselves, especially like the drag queens. You know, the drag queens, they're in a place all their own when they're out there. It's fascinating. I love them. I love them all dearly. I love Pride Fest. But I've been protesting since Vietnam. And what I do is to catch on the last call, I always videotape. I bring my cameras. Yep. And I will document everything. And now I have the ability to throw it out on TikTok or Twitter or whatever, you know.
Yep.
So just be yourselves. And that's what I'm saying. Everybody just be themselves like at Pride, because it's going to be a lot of fun. That's what I look forward to. And the other thing is, just to be patriotic, I'm at 159 gallons of blood donated, Jefferson. So I encourage, along with protesting, how about donating a little bit of blood this
week? There
weekend.
You go. It wouldn't be your call if you didn't plug some. If you didn't plug some blood, you bloodsucker. It's good to hear from you, Bill. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you, Jefferson. Appreciate it. All right.
Cheers.
Yep. Thank you.
So I like that. I've added a principle: record the efforts. We're here to make history. We're here to try to make history a little bit better. Not ego-driven, but just because, I don't know, we're all going to die, so might as well be part of doing the good thing rather than be part of doing the bad thing. So if we're working on making history, let's record that history. It's also linked to the others. If people see you doing it, will they think you should wield more power? Well, if you record it, more likely for people to see you. If people see you doing it, will they want to join you? If record it, more likely to see you, and they're more likely to, therefore, be able to evaluate if they want to join you, and hopefully, therefore, will more likely join you. Let's go to Rob from Vancouver. Rob, you're on the air.
Hello, Jefferson. Glad to know you're out there.
No, I'm right here. I don't know if I'm glad or not, but at least I'm here.
Yeah. So a point I just wanted to make is that, you know, for people that can't be out there, or, you know, for health reasons or whatever, can't get out and demonstrate, geez, make some signs or paint some signs for people, give them to the young people down the block or something like that, that are going to go demonstrate. I'm an old guy, but I went out and painted signs, and I found it quite to be really cathartic with all the world's woes as they are today. You know, and so that's kind of where I'm coming from is just get out there and help and support people who are going to the demonstration this this weekend.
No, there's so many moves to do, and I'll give you an ally of a friend of the protester whose legs are not what they once were. A lawn chair, just get a lawn chair. Bring it down, and you can be the person, and so it doesn't look like you're just being lazy. By the way, if somebody has a lawn chair, an older person has a lawn chair, everybody loves that person because they know what's going on. Second of all, you have a lot of lasting power. You can stay there as long as you want. You get tired doing it. But the other thing you can do is you can set stuff around you. So as one of our callers said, if you want to bring flowers, you can have your basket of flowers. You have donuts, you bring your donuts. You want to bring coffee, you can bring coffee. You can be the coffee. You want to make signs, as you said, Rob, you can be there making signs. You can be sort of a little station in a station of influence. I love the move of delivering pizza, delivering donuts, delivering, I don't know, something healthier like apples to folks, and to feed the people so that it builds energy. People feel that sense of community. But Rob, thank you so much. I think you're near here. You're in Vancouver, Washington, yeah?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, all right. Going to the one up in Vancouver. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, keep it going, man. Keep the faith and keep recruiting. Be well. I'll be right back after these messages, 202-808-9925. Listen to the Tom Hartman Program. I'm Jeff.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Principles for Protesters, 202-808-9925. At the top of the hour, we'll have news of my dad. Right now, Principles for Protesters.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Hey, Doc. Nice office. Quick question. If you had to choose, would you give yourself a root canal or run payroll?
Run payroll, no question.
Seriously? Have you run payroll before?
Paying my team with Gusto couldn't be easier. Gusto gives me unlimited payroll runs, next day direct deposits, and automatically files my taxes. Saves me time.
Wow, that's nice.
Over here, Doc. Can I run payroll too?
Choose payroll without the pain. Visit gusto.com/radio to sign up for free.
You can support animals in need in our community when you shop at Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores. Thrift Store West on Watts Road and Thrift Store East on High Crossing Boulevard. Shop gently used and new clothing and accessories, home goods, toys, furniture, and a whole lot more. All proceeds from the Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores support the comfort and care of animals in need across the county. Visit giveshelter.org/thrift for more information.
Ice fishing on Mendota to concerts on the square, Madison doesn't just change seasons, we celebrate them. Through blizzards and heat waves, badger victories and political surprises, we're right here with you. 92.7 WMDX. Real news and great conversation about this crazy place we call home.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our estate's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrics, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll, I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why we are partnering with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, and you'll get find out you today to get a free, title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. Again, you'll get a free title history and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring your title, urgent alerts, any changes. And if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom. That's HometitleLock.com/Tom. All right, folks, let's do speed rounds so we can get through as many as we can before we do News of My Dad at the top of the hour. Let's go to who wins the most patient listener award. I think it is Dan from Oxford, Alabama. You're on the air, Dan.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm well.
I wanted to bring a little ray of sunshine into everyone's life this morning, hopefully from down south here. There is a huge billboard on Interstate 20 in eastern Alabama, and let me paint a picture for you. It has a picture of a screaming Trump on it, and in very large words across the front of that billboard, it states, "Say no to a wannabe dictator." Now, this is in eastern Alabama.
Nice. Do we know who's behind it?
I do not, and frankly, it probably is a good idea that I do not, because I would donate money to them.
It's saving you a little bit of money. Your ignorance is saving you some money. That's good. But no, I love it. I love it.
Hey, I want to leave you with something. Do you remember what? There was a famous quote back many years ago. And it says basically that there is no discernible, definable criminal class in America except for Congress. I believe, I'm trying to, I don't know if Jimmy Buffett said that or whom, but it's pretty accurate, to be honest with you.
No, it sounds not Roy Rogers. Who's the guy? Who's the old cowboy comedian? Sounds like him to me, but I don't know the precise origin. But Dan, thank you so much for both of those amusing and fun thoughts. Let's go to Eric from Altadena, California. Hope things are doing okay out in Altadena.
Hi, Jefferson. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate taking my call. My first time caller here.
Welcome.
I've got a bit of a rant, and I hope you give me a minute to
I'll give you a minute.
Every day I wake up and have to confront all this omnidirectional and accelerating onslaught of corruption and criminal attacks on our democracy. You know the litany. I'm not going to repeat it here. And Tom keeps saying wild stuff, and it's with increasing frequency. It's borderline overwhelming. It's unsustainable. I have a short formulation I want to try on you, see if it makes sense. I think it explains it all, and more importantly, how we, the people, can fight back most effectively. It's pretty simple. Money rules. The morbidly rich, as Tom likes to put it, I like astronomically rich to reflect the magnitude, they've hijacked our democracy towards advancing their authoritarian takeover. We're at war, and to me it looks like they're winning. And I think it's because they have a nuclear weapon, and it's this. Unrelenting, repetitive, omnidirectional lying. I'm not the first to say that. You've pointed it out many times. This is modern-day asymmetric warfare. It's more powerful than flooding the zone or mustard gas. It's the ultimate gas warfare. That, with social media and AI amplification, fills the volume of the room and the space in our heads, exhausting, utterly exhausting our finite resources of time, money, and energy to counter or refute. So how do we fight this astronomically funded adversary that doesn't play by the rules, devoid of empathy, as wielding this nuclear weapon? I've called my representatives, called for impeachment and removal, and especially abolition of Citizens United, and I'll be out there Saturday, but most importantly, I think boycotting. Boycotting these corporations, because it's our money. It's our money being weaponized against us. We must starve them of the money that enables them to do what we see them doing every day and accelerating. And the proof, we've all seen it. It's effective. Boycotting works. Look at the Tesla protest. Look at the Kimmel thing, the Target. It works. It works fast. I agree with callers saying, you know, we could get out in the streets. Yeah, we'll get 12 million out there. Great. I've also heard people say that's not enough. It has to be sustained. This is more than a constitutional crisis. It's an existential crisis. The planet is at stake. We passed the tipping points, and global temperatures continue to rise. What more can we do, Jeff?
I appreciate the call, Eric. I can't say it better. I'll answer your question right before we go to break, but appreciate the call out in Aldena. And I know you guys were victims of the fires out there, so my thoughts go out to you. All right, I will take the bait. I like what you said. I think you stated the problem really well and offered a couple solutions as well. Here's mine. Build stuff. Yeah, boycott and keep your money away from those who are fueling the anti-democracy siege. And take that money and invest it into things that are building a pro-democracy movement or pro-democracy movements. Build things. We saw a growth in new organizations build up during the first and second Bush terms. Second Bush president, to be clear, but the first and second Bush terms of that president. We've seen some in Trump. We need to see more. And they've put so much investment in monopolizing, very nearly, at least oligopolizing, the media. We need to build stuff. Again, a reason I'm grateful for this program. Hopefully we can build this and build more.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942.
Join El Sazon Jarocho on Plaza Drive for karaoke every Friday and Saturday at 8:30 for margaritas, pizza, and wings. Plus, stop in for lunch Monday through Friday from 11 to 3. El Sazon Jarocho. You won't leave hungry, just happy.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You can find monster savings throughout October at Burlow Mattress of Madison. Save on mattresses, platforms, bed frames, sheets, pillows, and more. American made, locally crafted. Burlow Mattress of Madison.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A 10th vote in the Senate to end the government shutdown failed today, leaving tens of thousands of federal workers without paychecks. President Trump, though, authorizing shifting funds to pay military troops and the FBI. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says there have been no talks on proposals with Senate Majority Leader John Thune, who indicated that Republicans may offer an extension on expiring health care premiums under the Affordable Care Act.
We're not negotiating in public, plain and simple. Leader Thune has not come to me with any proposal at this point.
President Trump holding a call with Russia's leader today. It comes ahead of tomorrow's meeting between President Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky. Ukraine asking for long-range missiles. Nestle, the world's biggest food company, announced it is laying off 16,000 workers worldwide over the next 2 years. The company says it's dealing with rising costs for ingredients along with the negative impacts, it says, of tariffs. This is ABC News.
You're listening.